2. Morning of Monday, 25th. Verlaine woke with a head like a bruised watermelon. The sun had broken early, and already his bedroom was like a sauna. The feeling in the air that here was a further reprise of the vicious summer New Orleans had somehow endured. He rose, showered, and shaved. He listened to KLMZ, heavy jazz out of Baton Rouge, playing Mama Roo and Jump Sturdy by Dr. John. Breakfast was 2 raw eggs whisked into a glass of milk, 2 cigarettes, half a cup of coffee. He was out by 9, back to Cipriano's office by 9:40, and already the traffic was choking up the atmosphere with its own inimitable brand of filth. "The heart," was the first thing the coroner said as Verlaine walked through the door. Cipriano spoke through a mouthful of something or other. He went through phases of chewing on things, had given up smoking some years back, but never lost the need to have something in his mouth. Licorice root, chewing gum, a toothpick, whatever. "This trip with the heart kept me awake last night. I come in this morning, I got a leaper, John, a fucking leaper, waiting for me like I got nothing better to be doing with my day. Keeping me busy, these bastards are, but what can you do, huh? Anyway, the leaper can wait. Like I said, this whole routine with the heart is bugging the shit out of me. Used to be the case some years back, not so much now, but used to be that the families out here, the distillery and bootlegging families, you know, they would hold their vendettas as close as their liquor. Tight families, inbred, screwed each other, their own kids and sisters, Christ knows what. Little uns all ended up looking the same, always ugly. Anyway, as I was saying, there was a series of different incidents back in the late 50s and early 60s, maybe half a dozen or so, different things. Hands